that are happening, hallelujah. So many souls are dying, hallelujah. And they're dying without Christ, some of them, praise God. Oh, Jesus, God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. But we're still here, praise God. We're still here, oh God. Looking up to the hills, hallelujah. For where cometh our help? We need not to take life for granted, hallelujah. But we need God more in our lives, praise God. Sitting down, it's over with. We got to stand up, hallelujah, and take a stand. Hey. Jesus. And allow God to move in our lives, praise God. We don't know when our day is coming, praise God. We need to put away all those filthy habits. Those habits that's going to cause us to lose out. Oh, God. And we think that they are right, but they're not. Jesus, thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Jesus, God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. I hear the Spirit say, it's time that you put away that alcohol. He said it's time that you let them drugs go, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thinking that you can praise God anyhow. And sitting down on the telephone talking about this one and talking about that one. Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, you need to cut that out, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I didn't even write that down. I had no notes about that. Praise God. Oh, Jesus, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Time is winding up. Hallelujah. Saints of God. When we even walk out this door, we don't even know if we're going to see tomorrow. Jesus. God wants us to lay our all on the altar and leave it there. Oh, God. He says some been laying it on the altar, but then as soon as they go out the building, they've been picking it back up. Jesus, hallelujah. 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 He come to Boshanda. Jesus, God. Thank you, Father. You may be seated if you want to, praise God. But I want you to know, hallelujah, what God gave to me, hallelujah, I have to speak it, praise God. Because saints of God, we need one another, hallelujah. And if you see me doing something that you don't think is right, then you come and talk to me. Don't talk about me, but talk to me. I'm the one that need the help, praise God. Just like you the one that need the help, hallelujah. And it's not doing any good talking about it, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And as I was praying and fasting, hallelujah, and talking to God, praise God, I don't know about you, but I feel good in my soul, praise God. I feel good because when the Lord speak to you, can't nobody tell you nothing different because God spoke to you himself, praise God. Hallelujah. And as I was listening to the Spirit speaking to me, hallelujah, praise God. He said in the book of Revelations, the 22nd chapter, verse 12, praise God. He said, and behold, I come quickly. Hey, and my reward is with me. Hallelujah. To give every man accordingly as his work shall be. Praise God. We got a reward coming, praise God. Whether it's good or whether it's bad. But God said, I come quickly, praise God. You know how sometimes when a thief went out to want to steal or break in a store or either your house, you don't know when he's coming. But he knows when he's coming. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. His thing is to come and steal, oh God. Praise God. Because that's what he do, praise God. But God is not coming to steal. He's coming to reward us for whatever, praise God, we have done, praise God. Whatever we have said, praise God. And wherever we have went that wasn't pleasing in his sight, he come to the bush. He said, I'm coming to reward you, praise God, for what you have done, praise God. And he said, I'm coming, praise God. And I thank God for his word, praise God. And then Matthew the 24th, praise God. 42 verse and 44 verse said, watch. Therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord do come. Jesus. He said, therefore be also ready, for in such an hour you think not. He said, I'm coming, praise God. He said, I'm coming. If it's not pleasing to you, Lord, take it out of me, praise God. In God's word, praise God, we have to get into his word to know his word. Hallelujah. Because his word is letting us know. And 2 Corinthians 5 verse 10 said, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Oh God. That everyone may receive the things in his body according to that he has done. Whether is good, hallelujah, or whether is bad. Sometimes we see these people on the street begging and, you know, wanting this and wanting that. Some of them we pass by because some of them use money to do other things besides buy food. But if they say to you, hallelujah, I need a dollar to get a soda. So you give them that dollar for that soda. What they do with it after, it's up to them. But you gave it to them because they said they want to buy a soda. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Saints of God. God is warning us. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Because we don't even know the time nor the day that he's coming. So many people are sick in their bodies. Sometimes the Lord allowed them to be still. Hallelujah. Because he wants to speak more to them. Hey, he don't want them to be mixed up with all kind of things that other people are doing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He wants to keep them safe. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. And as I continually to hear God's word speaking to me, praise God. And I'll be reading from Ephesians, praise God. The sixth, praise God. I'm sorry, the sixth chapter, praise God. And I'm going to be reading from the 10th verse. Because when Paul was speaking to the Ephesians, praise God, he gave them some instructions, praise God. And he said, praise God, finally, in conclusion, praise God, after you done fast, after you done prayed, oh God, after you done gave up that man or gave up that woman, oh, praise God, after you done let that alcohol go, after you stop going out to places where you should not have been, after you done stole that wallet, or how you have lied to the pastor, oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. After you done told that sister off or that brother off, there is a conclusion. After all you have surrendered, hallelujah, hallelujah, your life totally, and don't have a mind to want to pick up anything that you lay down at the altar, and willing to let everything go, praise God. Having your mind made up that you want to serve God and him only. Then he said, the conclusion is, oh God, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. No. Praise God. He said, put on. Yes, Lord. Thank you. The whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Saints of God, we cannot stand unless we put everything down that belongs to the devil, hey, and allow Jesus Christ to come into our lives. He come to the bush. He the only one that can fight the enemy. Hallelujah. He's the only one can give us the strength to stand. Hallelujah. In these last and evil days, we can't do it by ourselves. Flesh is a total failure, Jesus. But God said, praise God, I got the power, Father, to lift you up, my And when you are feeling down and out, Jesus, hallelujah, he said, I got the power to deliver. Jesus. Finally, oh Jesus, my brethren, it's time, my God, that we be strong in the Lord. Put them plates down, hallelujah, and let my spirit dwell within you, Jesus. He said, my son didn't die on the cross for nothing. He died for you and I. That you can have life and have it more abundantly. He said nobody else will give up their life for you. He said they turned their backs on you. He said some of them had turned their backs on you already. He said, but I am here. He said, I'm your bridge over troubled waters. He said, stand with me. Stand with me. Walk with me. Talk with me. Hey. He said, I'm yours. He said, everything you have, I made a way for you. Some people, the landlord, wanted to throw him out. But the day that he wanted to throw him out, he said, I made a way that you got the money. He said, I am your provider. I am your provider. You've been looking to the left all the time, the Lord says. It's time to look to the right. He said, I'm here. I am not just here. Whatever your needs are, he said, didn't I tell you I was going to supply it? According to my riches and glory. He said, stand with me. I will not let you down. He said, even when you're sleeping, the enemy is trying a plot against you. But he said, I already defeat them. That's why you're here today. He said, when Shadrach, Meshach, and the Abednego, King Nebuchadnezzar, he told his workers, he said, if the bell ring, I want everybody to bow down. Then when the time came, his people bowed down, but not Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He said they kept playing them instruments and whatever ornaments, praise God. But then one of his workers went to him and said, King Nebuchadnezzar, didn't you say everybody but these Hebrew boys is not bowing down. So he raised up the heat a little bit hotter. Hallelujah. And then he said, if they don't bow down, that they were going to throw them in a fiery furnace. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So they was put in the fiery furnace. And a few of his workers was there too. But listen to this. They got burned up. Jesus. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when Jesus appeared, he said, didn't we put three boys in there? Didn't we put three boys in there? Where the other one came from? Jesus. Oh, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You see, God may not come when we want him, but sure enough, he stepped in that fiery furnace on time. They didn't have a burnt nor even a smell on them. Oh, God. Because God stepped in on time. Jesus, hallelujah. Saints of God, the Lord said, when your back is up against the wall, he said, don't worry and don't fret. He said, because I'm coming to your rescue. Not when you want me to, but when I come. He said, I'm coming to do some work. He said, I'm coming to deliver. He said, I'm coming to set you free. He said, don't worry. When the people at your job want to act up. I know that happened to a lot. I'm not working no more, but let me tell you this story. When I was working, and there were some girls that went up against me because I didn't want to hang out with them. But let me tell you, I was the type of person that I mind my own business. I didn't bother nobody. But I didn't let you bother me. Oh, God. So they went to the head director and told them that I didn't want to work with them. Because, see, I'm a CNA. So they brought me in the office and telling me these things that, oh, I this and that and that and that. But let me tell you. I went home, and I fasted and prayed. Oh, hallelujah. When I came back to work, every last one of them was leaving. Thank you, Jesus. You see, when you put things in God's hand, when you trust him, when you have faith to believe him, he'll come through for you without a shadow of doubt. Not only that time, I was working first shift. I went to second shift. The same thing happened again. See, the devil don't do work by himself. He want to bring other armies. So he did the same thing on the second shift. And guess what? Every last one of them was leaving. Thank you, Jesus. And not only that, I worked the third shift. The same thing happened. And I'm wondering, why do they want me to gather around with them? They don't talk about nothing but people or what they did in the bar, hallelujah, or what they did the other day or who they been with or laid up with. I don't want to hear that. That's not what I came to work for. The same thing happened. They all was leaving from the third shift. And God just let me know that when you put it in my hands, I'm not going to let you down. I may not come on that day it happened, but then he let me know I'm coming anyways. I'm coming to work out. I'm coming to move, hallelujah. I'm coming to fix it. So don't you worry about it. The song said, the word of God said, the weeping may endure for the night. He said it may endure for a night. I don't see it in there say one night. Hallelujah. I don't see in there say maybe two nights or three nights, four or five nights. It just say weeping. Your weeping may endure for a night. But then joy. And he didn't say when joy was coming neither. Praise God. But he said that joy is going to come in the morning. And when the joy come in the morning, it's all over. All over. All over. You can rejoice. Hallelujah. And the thing about it is, though, God said what's been hindering us for doing the things that he had instructed you to do, it's time to get rid of it. Time to let it go. It's not worth it. God said, I have better plans for your life. But you are the hindrance from getting it. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. He said, I'm coming as a thief in the night. Don't the angels, nor Jesus, nobody knows when he's coming. But he said, I'm coming to reward you. So whatever, when he come for you, and whatever situation or condition you're in, because you don't know when he coming, just make sure that you're looking up to God. Make sure you're praying. Make sure you're fasting. Make sure you're studying and reading his word so he won't catch you with your work undone, praise God, because God is coming. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Let's praise the Lord. Let's praise the Lord again. Praise God. He said, verse 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rule and darkness and of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. What that song was, if it's not you, it's not pleasing to you, take it out of me. See, saints of God, something that we get mixed up with. He said, we're not wrestling up against flesh and blood. And what we get mixed up is we think it's each other and not recognize that is the devil. Don't want us to sit down and have a conversation. Don't want us to sit down and go out to dinner. Don't want us to hug one another. See, the devil don't want that. We are not wrestling up. You are not my enemy. You are not my enemy. Satan is. Hallelujah. because he wants to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. So we got to pay attention and recognize when there's problems coming our way. The enemy wants us to be discouraged. He wants us to back up. He don't want us to put on the whole armor of God. So he's doing all kind of things to us to try to make us stop. Remember, we're living in the last days. And Satan is working even harder. But listen, Satan is doing his job. What are you doing? Huh? What are you doing? Praise God. God wants us to fast continually. He wants us to pray for one another. Sometimes you say, I ain't praying for him. I ain't praying for her. They get on my nerves. But think about yourself. Think about yourself and do what you're supposed to do. Because for some reason, the enemy allowed him to get on your nerves. Because he don't know that you're going to go into prayer. He don't know you're going fast. All he's thinking about is, I made them to be enemies to one another. But there is power in the name of Jesus. God said, I come to break every chain. Every chain. Every problem. Every burden. Every care, every weight, he said, I can lift it up, praise God. But you gotta stay focused and don't lose sight, praise God. Because God is one that always there. Because he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He said, lo, I am with you always. Even until the end. Do you know when we do wrong, God still loves us? See, God has genuine love. And when you have genuine love, when somebody do something to you, you still love them. You still love them. Regardless of what they did. Or maybe some of us didn't get to that place yet. But you gotta still love them. Because God so loved us. He gave his only begotten son that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And we thank God for doing that. Because we have a father who cares. A father that's going to come see about us no matter what. God is always there. Hallelujah. And Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Praise God. It said, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil days. Having done all, stand. We got to stand, my brothers and sisters. We got to stand. Because if we don't stand now, hallelujah, we ain't gonna make it later. So God is warning us, speaking to us, letting us know. Put away all that filthiness. Hallelujah. And my word, and see my word is sent to you. And don't worry about what this one doing or that one doing. Because things that happen in our past is in our past. But then I hear the Lord say that some of them past things that you did is what's going to affect you because you're allowing it to. Because he said, you didn't give it to me. You're still holding on to it. You won't be able to stand if you're still holding on to evilness and the workers of the devil. You can't serve two masters. You either love one or hate the other. Pick which one you want to serve. Praise God. Pick one that you want to stand firm with, and that's going to take you through. Not nothing that's going to turn their back on you. Thank you, Jesus. Because God is God. Can't nobody beat him. Can't nobody stop him. And I don't see why anybody would want to go up against him. You are losing the battle already. Even when you thought about it, you already lost it. Thank you, Jesus. God is God or by himself. He don't need no help. He is the help, praise God. He's our help maker. He's our miracle worker. He is our promise keeper. Hallelujah. He's our everything. So whatever your needs are, praise God, God is the only one that can meet them. Can't nobody meet your needs but God. Sometimes people may able to help you a little bit, but guess what? They're going to get tired. They're going to get tired. But God say he ain't never tired. He say he don't sleep at all. He just waiting to hear from us, see what needs that we need, praise God, or what problems that we're having, or what situations need to be worked out. He said, I'm here. Stand with me. Walk with me. Talk to me. He said, and I'll make everything all right for you. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Let's praise the Lord. Let's praise the Lord again. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm going to read one more verse. It says, praying always with all prayers and supplications in the spirit and watching thereunto with all prayers and supplications for all saints. Pray. Pray. Pray, hallelujah. Pray. Pray. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes when you ain't got nothing to do, pray. Even when I was at work, my supervisor said, if you ain't got nothing to do, go wash your hands. But pray. Let me tell you, prayer can break yokes. Hallelujah. Prayer can loose chains. Prayer can lift up burdens because we are praying unto our God. We're not lifting the burdens up, but we're praying for them. God is lifting them up. So whatever, praise God, today that you're going through, think about it. You know yourself. I don't know you. I don't know. I know you're my brothers and sisters. But what you do, what you say, I don't know. I don't know. And you know what? It's not for me to know. But I just want you to know that God is here and he wants to work it out for you. Stand with me, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.